Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Several local fire agencies from Northwest Georgia headed south to assist with ongoing wildfires across the state. Departments from Dade County, including West Brow Fire and Rescue, among those deployed, along with crews from Catoosa, Fannin, Lookout Mountain, and McLemore. Now, officials say the response comes after a request from the Tri-State Mutual Aid Association for additional resources, including engines, tankers, and wildland units. West Brow Fire and Rescue sent a crew and a truck to Brantley County earlier this week to assist in firefighting efforts. Local leaders say they're proud of the firefighters stepping up to help communities across Georgia. The Catoosa County Fire Department also thanking Ringgold Eastern Star Chapter for donating water, sports drinks, and supplies to support crews during the deployment. In Jackson County, a judge has denied bond for a woman charged with murder in the case involving a body found in South Saudi Creek. 23-year-old Topanga Stedman appeared in court Tuesday, where the judge ruled she will remain held without bond in connection to the death of Jamari Moore. Investigators say Moore's body was found wrapped in plastic in South Saudi Creek, and evidence indicates the killing happened inside Stedman's apartment before the body was disposed of. Authorities say Moore died from blunt force trauma and was found with concrete tied to his body. Investigators recovered text messages between Stedman and Janiel Stedman discussing efforts to conceal evidence and maintain an alibi. Janiel Stedman is also charged in the case and is being held without bond. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon says a third suspect, Zeke Dupree, has been identified and is currently being held on unrelated charges in Georgia, awaiting transport. In Marion County, the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation has announced a major investment in water infrastructure for the city of South Pittsburgh. The governor's office says the city will receive more than $556,000 through the state's Safe Drinking Water Revolving Fund program. The funding will be used to construct two new water storage tanks and install more than 3,000 advanced water meters across the system. Officials say the loan carries a 20-year term at just under 2% interest, with a portion of the total, more than $160,000, being forgiven. State leaders say the investment will help improve water quality and reliability while keeping costs affordable for local residents. Students in Dade County are celebrating a major achievement as three members of the Dade County Chorus have signed to continue their musical careers at the collegiate level. Zoe Gibson, Rock Cheney, and Trent Dunn were recognized during a special signing day ceremony after earning scholarships to top university music programs. Gibson will attend Shorter University to study music education. Cheney is headed to the University of Georgia's Hugh Hodgson School of Music to pursue music theory, while Dunn will attend the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga to study music education. School officials say the ceremony highlighted not only the students' talent, but their dedication and hard work. A special thank you is also given to Chorus Director Mr. Cooper for his guidance and support. Officials say the student's success reflects the strength of the Dade County Chorus program and serves as inspiration for future performers. And the Braves wrap up their three-game homestand with the Detroit Tigers with a day game today. Airtime is 11 o'clock. The first pitch a little after 12, around 12:15 this afternoon here on the home of the Braves, KWIN. They'll wrap things up at home and head to Colorado for three, Seattle and Los Angeles after that, back at home against the Cubs on May 12th. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.